Salutations, BNG Nation. Thank you for being here right now. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time. I know you could be doing a thousand other things right now. And that might have a little bit of you guys turning off being like, okay, yeah, I gotta do this. But if you are spending this a little bit of time with me, I appreciate it greatly. Another thing that I do appreciate, another couple things that I appreciate, is that beat in the intro. Thank you. Shout out Gunlock for making that beat for me. He is a great producer. And then we also say we're thankful for the Pulse Podcast Network because we have to. Just kidding. That's a joke. I'm actually grateful for them. They are a great podcast to join. And if you are interested in making your own podcast, they take everyone. They take as many things as possible. They want to expand their brand as much as possible. So, one, you can check them out on Twitter, the Pulse Podcast Network. And if you really want to, send them a DM and say, hey, I'm interested in making a podcast. And they'll say, okay, let's set you up. And then you can also check us out on the Pulse Podcast Network. .com. That's where you can see everybody's podcast. It uploads automatically, so you can see this podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, the obvious one, you can also see all my podcasts on the website. So, yeah, again, check that out. Now, for the subjects of this video, I do want to point out that this is our first edition of video game talk. And I understand that not a lot of people are into this, but I want to try to reach for an untouched realm in the podcast universe because I feel like this isn't covered on. I understand that, you know, right now it's the heat of NFL talk. And I just want to get an early jump on maybe they're not represented greatly in the podcast universe, like I said. So I want to try to touch some heartstrings, I guess. So the value of this right now is that we're talking about Call of Duty, and Call of Duty just released a brand new game called Black Ops 4. Call of Duty Black Ops 4, and I understand they didn't just release it. It's been what, 2-3 months now since it's released, but we're talking about it now because, you know, it's still relevant. If you know what Call of Duty is, you understand. But for the people that don't know what Call of Duty is, Call of Duty is a popular shooter game, which is a first-person shooter, which means, you know, your current look is a first-person. Usually the formula for it is there are two teams, and those two teams fight each other, killing each other in a video game, not literally. In a video game, they are killing each other, and first to reach a score limit or whatever is the winner. Now, this most recent Call of Duty, Call of Duty Black Ops 4, was GameRadar's fourth best Call of Duty. And GameRadar is a credible source, so we're going to take that, you know, not with a grain of salt, not with a grain of sand. I'm pretty sure it's salt, regardless. So we'll take that seriously because they are a well-known organization of making great game reviews. So we got to realize this is a good game. Now, this is the first Call of Duty input without a campaign. If you don't know what a campaign is basically like a storytelling of a story. Wouldn't that just be a story? What I really mean is it's an interactive story. So you control the character. Imagine watching Bird Box and you get to control Sandra Bullock. I mean, you can't do anything, but you could, you know, make her walk or what. That's a weird comparison, but that's a trending movie, and maybe you'll understand it now. Bird Box is a good movie. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. But this is the first Call of Duty without it, and it usually has it, but they're realizing a lot of people aren't buying Call of Duty for the campaign. They're realizing that the people that are diehard Call of Duty fans are just buying it just to play multiplayer, to team up with people online to kill the other team. Another thing this Call of Duty input is just now doing is they've put in a Battle Royale mode. If you don't know what a Battle Royale mode is, first of all, congratulations, because you are away from media, and media is oftentimes bad, but Battle Royale mode is Fortnite. If you've heard Fortnite, this is what a battle royale is. Essentially, what a battle royale is a bunch of people spawning on a map, and the last person alive is the winner. And it usually involves killing other players. Like I said, figuratively, in a video game, you are killing other players to be the last alive, and you become the battle royale winner. A comparison would be, maybe wrestling fans will understand this, and I'm not super big into wrestling, so I don't want to misstep, but I believe it's like a battle royale and like wrestling, where like the last person in the ring is the winner. That's essentially what a battle royale in like Fortnite or now Call of Duty is. Last person alive is the winner. Now this game hit pretty big. This is 2018's second biggest opening weekend. They hit $500 million in the first 3 days. Usually they call that opening weekend. I believe it's just Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They consider those 3 days into their opening 3 days. And that's only behind Red Dead Redemption 2, which is kind of understandable because that game has been waiting on for a long, long time. Now, I'm here to tell you something that might not resonate with people that are, you know, video game players, but I'm telling you that this should be the last Call of Duty game that you buy. And there's reasons behind that. I'm not just saying that because I'm a hater. People are going to be like, oh, Cody, why do you hate Call of Duty? Why do you have to be so pessimistic? Well, I'm not pessimistic. I'm just realistic. And realistically, I don't think they're ever going to top this again. And here's why. So before the new edition of gaming consoles, which would be the PS4 and the Xbox One, back in the PS3 and Xbox 360 days, Call of Duty was the big old brand. No one could beat Call of Duty. But the interesting fact behind this is a lot of people think like, okay, Call of Duty made a good addition. This Black Ops 4 is good. They're back to their prime. Well, they're not at their prime at all. They are not back into the 2011s, 2012, 2013 ages. They're not there anymore. That's when, let's see if we can name them. Black Ops 2. I'll just throw out some games that might resonate with you guys. This is the Black Ops games. So Black Ops 1 and Black Ops 2. The Modern Warfares. They also had the Call of Duty Ghosts that was relatively successful. But beyond that, 2014 and beyond, they haven't been doing so great. So this year, we don't have the exact numbers, but we do know it couldn't keep pace with Black Ops 2. So Black Ops 2 outperformed Black Ops 4, even though both of them are hits. Black Ops 2 hit $500 million in 24 hours compared to Black Ops 4's 3 days. And that's a crazy pace. I don't even think Red Dead hit that so fast, but we're just pointing out Call of Duty is not in their prime anymore. They are not the top dogs anymore. They are not the number one selling game. Now, another thing we need to look at is there are downward trends for Call of Duty. The past two, so 2017 edition and 2016 edition, both were busts. Those two games include Call of Duty World War II and Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. And they only sold, I believe it's around 12 million units sold, which is not great. Which is not great for a big company like Call of Duty. So we have a downward trend. So we do not have, we're not in the prime Call of Duty ages. Like I said, that's back in 2011, 2012, 2013. And I also want to point out, since 2014, which is when the new generation of consoles came out, so like I said, PS4, Xbox One, Call of Duty brands have only cracked the top 5 in units sold for the Call of Duty brand only once. And that was Black Ops 3 in, what was that, 2015? Yeah, 2015. And that only hit 5th on the boards. So, not impressive. I feel like just the theme here is they're not in their prime anymore, and we are concerned about the future of this company. You could even argue like juggernaut. I mean, they've been ruling the video game world for years now, and with this downward trend, we're uneven. I was even uneven buying Black Ops 4 because I grew tired of this franchise, but they hit on Black Ops 4. I do think there's a misconception that now that Black Ops 4 is out, people think Call of Duty's back. And the reason why I'm telling you guys don't buy another Call of Duty game is because there are trends showing that they're on a decline. And I do not think they'll be bouncing back because people have moved on to the Fortnite. And I know they now have a Battle Royale mode. I don't think that's going to tap into specifically the big market, the younger kids. You see Fortnite dances everywhere. You see Fortnite merchandise everywhere. All the kids talk about Fortnite. No one's talking about Call of Duty. I mean, that's why I think we're on the downward trend. I like Black Ops 4. I think Black Ops 4 is a really good game. But the issue is, what's next? What's next for this franchise that has been on a downward trend, has been struggling with their previous two games, and they just happen to hit on a good one? What are they going to do? Are they just going to copy the same recipe over again? Say, here's our multiplayer, here's our zombies mode, here's our battle royale mode. Here, give us $60 so you can have the same thing over and over again. And that was the formula for Call of Duty. But people have been like waking up as of recently and just thinking like, why am I spending $60 for the same game that I played last year? Because they come out with a game every single year. The thing about what kind of trapped them with the Battle Royale mode is that Battle Royale mode doesn't need to change. Fortnite will never be Fortnite 2. Fortnite will always just be Fortnite, and they're just going to update their own game. So, I mean, why is there going to be another Call of Duty game if they can just update their own game over and over and over and over and over and over again? Like, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to pay $60 for the same game. And maybe I'd do that before. But that's before I realized, like, listen, this is the same formula over again. So why should I throw my money at this? I just really think not only was Black Ops saved by the Battle Royale mode, or Call of Duty was saved by the Battle Royale mode, but I do also think they trapped themselves. I think they trapped themselves because people are going to realize, well, I can just keep playing this game because this Battle Royale mode is good, because that's what everyone's interested in. And I don't know what's next. Are they going to go back to their old formula and struggle like they did in 2017 and 2016? Or are they going to attempt to make another Battle Royale mode? But like I said, then you just have the argument of you're paying for the same thing again. I think Call of Duty, it's on its downfall. Like I said, everything in media is Fortnite. Everyone is going for Fortnite. You see the dances, you see the merchandise, you see everything Fortnite everywhere. I just think this should be the last brand of Call of Duty, or not, this should be the last game of Call of Duty that you buy, because I don't think it's ever going to get better. I think it's always just going to be a $60 money grab for those diehards to just like waste their money. So I think this should be the last Call of Duty you buy. I know it's hard to let go of a brand that you're used to buying on a yearly basis, but this might be the time you put your foot down and say, hey, you made a great one right here. I'm going to stick with this. I'm going to stick with this game because the next one's just going to be the same thing over. That's all I really have on this topic right now. Like I said, I want to touch on some untalked about things in the podcast world, and I thank you guys for being here. If you made it to the end, you're a trooper. Hopefully I included some interesting talking points and facts for you guys. I do want to let you know there will be one more video game related podcast in the BNG brand for the foreseeable future. If something relevant comes up, I will make a podcast on it. But I think beyond the next week's inclusion of a video game podcast, I think we're just going to focus on Minnesota sports until something relevant in the video game scene occurs. I just want to let you guys know because you guys deserve to know what I'm planning for the future. So one more video game podcast next week, and then beyond that, expect more sports-related things. Regardless, thank you for spending your wonderful time here. Like I said, you could be doing tons of other things right now, but you chose to spend it with BNG, me, your host, Cody Olson. I appreciate you guys. Check me out on Twitter at OlsonCody. Send me DMs. I mean, if you have comments on this, if you have questions, if you know you're interested in sports takes, I have all of those. Give me them. I love them. I interact with every person that contacts me. So regardless, thank you guys for being here. This has been BNG, part of the Pulse Podcast Network, and I will see you next week.